So black gill is a condition that it's very visibly observable, and when the gills on the side of the shrimp turn black. And that blackness is actually the immune system of the shrimp responding, in our case, to a ciliate parasite. So this is a single-celled animal that somehow infects the shrimp, and the shrimp then responds, turns on its immune system, and that's why we see the darkened gills or the black gill. This has no impact on humans or the quality of the shrimp. It doesn't change the taste, but it does impact the shrimp. And we're still learning exactly how it impacts the shrimp, but we know that it can kill shrimp directly. It also weakens them, of course. The gills are where they breathe and get their oxygen from, so it makes them more susceptible to low oxygen conditions. It does reduce their endurance, and that makes them more susceptible to predation. So it basically weakens the shrimp. So it can kill them. In fact, other shrimp love to eat other shrimp. They're cannibals. Gross, right?
Something I totally didn't know. What science are you doing to investigate this link between climate and shrimp changes?
Well, we're taking a number of angles on it. Part of what we're doing is taking advantage of long-term data sets that we've collected, that largely by the DNR that manages the population, has the responsibility of managing. We're also collecting data, both quantitative and anecdotal, from the fishermen. All of Georgia's data and all of South Carolina data, so we have quite a lot of data, actually. It's a tremendous data set going back to the 50s, actually. And we're looking at that data, and from that data is where these connections with climate are really emerging. Now, the other part are experimental. So we're in a lab where we keep living live shrimp. It's a running seawater lab. It's pretty small. We have three rack stands. They look kind of like shelving units. And each one of those shelving units has 20 what really are clear shoe boxes. And water and air is delivered to each one of those independently. We can control that. We're just beginning to set this experiment up, but we're looking at the effect of temperature on shrimp in relationship to black gill and mortality associated with black gill. So we have these three systems. They're on separate seawater systems, and we're controlling the temperature of them. So we have one that's at the ambient temperature, what's in the water right now. We have one that's cooled, and one that's heated. And by cooled and heated, I mean only a couple of degrees. So we're looking at this fine effect, and we think we're at a threshold in the environment that's affecting the shrimp greatly. And that's what we're investigating in these experiments. So we have, in each one of these, we have 20 different containers containing shrimp, and you can see the shrimp. There's one of the shrimp there. And we're following what happens with them through what will be the fall season. This experiment is just starting, because we've been having a hard time getting enough shrimp to start the experiment this year, because again, a lot of shrimp there aren't a lot of shrimp around out there now because of the cold winter.
Have you found that black gill is contributing to the decline in the shrimp population here?
When we try to make the connection between mortality, population size, and climate, they don't all match up. So we're still investigating that, trying to understand all the connections and the mechanisms by that work. We don't think we could be able to cure it in an open ocean system. We're not going to add a whole bunch of chemicals or antibiotics and those kind of things, although we have learned how to cure shrimp, by the way, but only works in the lab. But we're not going to be able to do that in the field. But what we might be able to do is add some stability to the industry so that we can maintain a viable industry and fishery through the future. So in 10 years, there's still fish shrimping boats that you can see when you look out over the water.